Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, or diagnose. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 6, here in Puyallup, Washington, with the coach with the most coming at you from coast to coast. I don't want to brag, but I'm going to boast, so give a toast with the coach with the most. All right. Yes, let's get to some show notes. Today, Heroes and Legends in Sevierville, Tennessee, WTF in Fortville, Indiana, BTW in Waynesville, New Jersey, TASW in Waterbury, Connecticut, 907 in Anchorage, Alaska, BPW in Brewster, Maryland, NWA in Lincoln, Nebraska, and tomorrow, BCW in Portland, Oregon, Reactivate Pro in Richland, Washington, and Summit Pro in Greenfield, Indiana. Also, don't forget, in Key Peninsula Center, next Saturday is Northwest Pro. Also, last night, SOS was in Tacoma, and then Defy has a couple shows coming up July 16th and 17th in Seattle. All right. Okay, so... anyway, I'm here with my co-host, Sunny Days. How you doing?
Hey, hey, hey. It's Boom Pow time once again this week. Here we are. We're covering all kinds of pro wrestling all over the Pacific Northwest and the country. Don't forget your New Japan wrestling. I'm telling you, those people are amazeballs. If you haven't already, check them out. Please do. And don't forget my friends at 907 Pro Wrestling in Alaska. They're going to be at the Arctic Rec Center, and they're going to have a show. It's going to be great. Oh, it's a benefit show. Even better. That's Anchorage, Alaska for you. Always giving it out once and for all. The boom pow and the hugs and headlocks all in one serving. Also, don't forget your custom wrestlers, my personal favorite female wrestlers, with Liberty Pro Women's Wrestling. They've got a brand new show coming up, and it looks like their lineup is a bunch of beautiful, boom, powerful babes. If you haven't checked them out, you need to check them out now. LibertyProWomen'sWrestling.com. And don't forget, if at any time you ever find yourself in a bind where you need a good referee, I'm your gal. That's right. I am selflessly promoting myself as a referee this week. Just to let you know, I don't mind traveling. I personally love all kinds of road trips. And don't forget, DOA's got their Queen of Thorns Championship competition going down with your girl Rebel Kel, Kikyo, Fallen Flower, and quite a few others, if if I don't mind saying so myself. How's everybody doing on this lovely, fine Saturday?
Definitely doing great. It's a beautiful day out. Do you have some other show notes from local shows around the Northwest and West Coast?
You know, the Pacific Northwest Blue Collar Wrestling's having their last man standing match July 10th. That's right. That'd be tomorrow at 7525 North Richmond Avenue, Portland, Oregon. Doors open at 5:30. Bell time starts at 6. If you need your tickets, you can get more info by calling 503-757-3132. That's right. Get your tickets, and I'll see you there. If I don't see you this time, I'll see you next time. And, you know, I've got just a little bit of tidbit inspiration for you today. If you have the chance to make people happy, just do it. Sometimes people are struggling silently. Maybe your act of kindness is the first act of kindness that they've had all day. Sometimes we hold on to that. Just to let you know, self-care is definitely very important. And, of course, I've got to tell you about that Rumble in the Redwoods 8. It's not this weekend. It's in October, October 22nd, to be exact. And that's in Eureka, California, at the Redwood Acres Fairgrounds, 3750 Harris Street. And if you need information or would like to get those tickets, please give Joe Sousa a call at 707-407-5935. Anybody checking out the new Top Gun 2 movie?
I've seen it. It was great. Yes.
So who's your favorite character?
Of course, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, of course. I'm not sure if I'm in love with the Maverick character or not, but I got a chance to promote that wonderful movie, and I'm telling you right now, if you haven't seen it, you are missing out. It's a good movie, just lots of airplanes and shoot 'em ups and beat 'em ups, and somebody loses their mind. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I do have a question for you.
Yes.
Because, Coach Mike Jones, you always give me the interview, and I thought this time I have a question for Coach Mike Jones. Now, are you familiar with Tim Curry movies?
No, I'm not.
You're not familiar with Tim Curry movies? You know, you can really learn a lot about a person's character based where they know Tim Curry from. He did a lot of movies, not just Rocky Horror Picture Show. Did you know he was also in Home Alone 2 as well? And It.
Okay. And what else?
I'd bring that in. My favorite, my utmost favorite movie of Tim Curry is Fern Gully. I just figured I'd let you know because, quite frankly, there are not enough Tim Currys in the world. And if you ever just want to drop me some money, you can check me on Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. DM me for those information. Let's see. What else do I got?
Yeah.
This weekend, yesterday, did you hear any of the results from the SOS Pro Wrestling Show? Mad Island.
I didn't hear any results, no.
Well, fiddle me diddle, because I don't have any results either. But I can assure you that the very next show that they have through SOS Pro Wrestling, I'm going to get those results for you.
So cool. Looking forward to it.
Coach Mike Jones.
Thank
you. Have you checked out anything from PMPW lately? You know, that's in Astoria, Oregon.
I've seen that Pat Large was on there, and it looked like they had a picture of Mary Jane Payne was on there.
I don't know about that, but I do know that there are all kinds of rock and wrestling that happened on July 8th and the 9th. Wait a minute. That's today. Are you kidding me? It's going to be today, 8:30 to 10 p.m. We're going to have a Denitar, Joan, Jett, Pat Benatar tribute with a carnival, live music, vendors, food, and my utmost favorite, Hugs and Headlocks Time, wrestling. Don't forget to come check them out. If you need any kind of tickets, you can check out RainierDaysInThePark.com. Saturday night fireworks are at 10 p.m. and at noon to 11, it's free admission. That's in Astoria, Oregon.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. I love rock and wrestling. And other
notable
Other notable things, Paul Preston, Triple D, is going to be getting married to Sarah Irene any day now. I heard you're going to it.
You know what? I don't even want to talk about that because, like a true bad guy, Paul Preston decided to tell me, oh, yeah, we want you to go to Vegas with us. Oh, yeah, we want you to be there with us. We want you to be our witnesses. And then, boom, pow, I see pictures. They're already freaking married. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
So then I am just so outraged that, quite frankly, I didn't want to go to Vegas. I see how you are, Paul Preston. You know what? That's ridiculous. That's not how you treat the last lady in wrestling. I've got a boom pow one and a boom pow two ready for your face, so I hope you're ready for the pummeling.
Wow, what a misdeed. My goodness. Of course, they went through the drive-thru marriage, I imagine.
I have no idea. I think they found a bum on the side of the street and paid him $10 to sign a notary paper saying, "Hey, we're hitched." I don't even think they got married.
Well,
that
I know,
guy,
Mr.
Sexy Pants,
yeah.
My patootie.
Yeah. So what else you got coming up?
What else do I have coming up? You know, I wasn't really done with PMPW. I didn't tell you that actually have two shows today. One at 3 to 5.
Okay, great.
And the other one at 7 to 10. I think that's what that flyer said. Hold on. I'm trying my hardest to get where I was on my list of deeds and things to talk about for the Coach Mike Jones podcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep, I was right. It takes two. I'm telling you, two. 3 to 5 p.m. and then another at 6 to 8 p.m. Steelheads at 8 p.m. Remember, that's Saturday, 8:30 to 10 p.m. for the Jetatar Joan Jett Pat Benatar tribute.
Sweet.
Anything new in your life? I personally made a friend with a ginormous bearded dragon in Las Vegas while I was there for my 5.5-hour layover in the airport.
Wow. So where are you going?
Well, I went to Utah and I got in a competition with Lucha Libre Utah. When I came back, I had a 5-hour layover in Las Vegas and made some friends.
Okay. The bearded dragon. Nice.
Yes, the bearded dragon. Have you seen any good matches lately? Any matches that kind of just struck out to you?
No, not really, but I am excited about Ric Flair's last match. His last actual match was in TNA against Sting, and now they got a show over there on the East Coast, and they're promoting it as his last match, and it's sort of scary because I think he's got a pacemaker or something crazy.
You think he has a pacemaker?
I think so. He had heart problems.
Sure.
Yeah. He had heart problems. He shouldn't be wrestling, in my opinion.
I have. You know what? Sometimes when you're older, I guess you can get away with it. But honestly, I don't think Ric Flair will ever quit wrestling until he's keeled over. He might
goodness,
go out
we hope
and
you match. Don't. We hope you don't keel over in the ring, my goodness.
Me too. That is like the worst. I'm telling you. If you haven't checked out any of Ric Flair's youthful matches, that I'm telling you is where the gold is. I love Ric Flair. He's the best bad guy I've ever seen and had the appreciation for. Besides Scott Hall, he was a pretty good bad guy. In fact, he was the bad guy, in my opinion.
Wow. Exactly. Definitely. And then other news in WWE, Logan Paul signing up to wrestle in WWE.
Yeah.
It looks like Drew McIntyre.
I'm so proud of him. Logan Paul, you keep going, man. Go, baby, go. So proud of him.
Yeah.
He's earned it.
Drew McIntyre.
No, he worked hard. Yeah, he worked hard, got himself in front of the right people, continuously did not listen to everybody else telling him that he shouldn't be there. And just continuously kept going. You know, that's says a lot, integrity and a person's character, when they just continuously keep overcoming.
Definitely. And then Drew McIntyre is looking like he wants to pick a fight with him. That sounds like a tall order.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if that's a tall order or a great match in the making. What do you think Drew McIntyre's best move would be on Logan Paul?
I'm not sure. I know that he beat Bolo in 22 seconds in the Seattle Center Arena there back in the
wow.
day.
Wow. He must have cheated.
Yeah, huh? Oh,
he
my goodness.
I mean, come on. We're talking about Bolo.
I know, my goodness. I thought Bolo could at least hang with him a little longer than that, yes.
Well, you never know with each match. It's surprising, actually.
Yeah. So what about you?
What about me? I think Logan Paul is going to slap that son and give him his name in a pile of mud.
Definitely. All right, yeah, and then UFC had a great card last week too. The champ retained the title, and Volkanovski retained his title also.
Woohoo! All right, Volkanovski. That means that I won last week's bet on who was going to win because he was my pick.
Yes, me too. Yes.
And we're
then,
talking about the 276,
what else?
Right?
276, yes.
Adesanya versus Jared Cannonier?
Yes. Yep, he retained the title.
Sure did. That's freaking wonderful. We got any predictions and odds for this next week coming up? I know they got a bout coming up soon. I mean, if they're
yes,
anything
they
like
do.
Wrestlers,
maybe.
You know, we just continuously fight.
Yes. Okay, let's see the fight schedule here. Okay, that's tonight. They have a show. It's in Vegas.
Yeah, this weekend, right?
Yeah. Rafael Dos Anjos versus Rafael Fiziev. God, these names. And then Cynthia Cavillo versus Nina Nunez. That one should look good,
Nunez.
Too, my goodness.
Nunez is my girl.
Yeah,
that's
going for her, too, yes.
Right,
I guess I'm
but it does look like the women's flyweight may have been canceled.
Yeah, and then I don't think that was... Misha Tate that backed out. It was the other fighter. Got COVID or something.
Oh, man. What a worst timing for that.
Yeah.
All right, people. That means that we really got to step up our game and washing our hands and not touching our butts and our faces and then washing your hands again. Make sure to wash your hands. It's 30 seconds under the water, and soap is awesome. I'm telling you, you get it in the crevices, gives you a nice pleasant smell, and it gets rid of all the stuff that's underneath your fingernails. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Definitely. Yes. All right. And then she's, sign guy ended up getting sick. He couldn't call in today for the baseball report. And then Jeff the G has his bachelor party today, so he couldn't call in either. My goodness.
Jeff.
Yeah. So, goodness, I think I'm going to have to
do the... I hope you have strippers on this party.
I know. Darn it.
There should be a reason why.
I'm going to have to do this baseball report and wrap it up early, it looks like.
That's all right.
Unless
did you catch any of the game between the last game of the Mariners at all?
Yes, I did. We won that one. Gino Suarez, in 11 innings, he had a 3-run home run off of Romo, the former Mariner, who was just getting bombed for the Mariners. We let him go, and ironic twist of fate, the Blue Jays picked him up, and then we picked up the former Blue Jay, Baruki, Baruki wins the game, Romo loses the game. And then tonight we got Robbie Ray on the mound, former Blue Jay. So it should be a good match.
He had a pretty good run at the Blue Jays.
Yes, he was Cy Young. Yes. Yes, and the Mariners are 43-42 now, and the Blue Jays are 45-40. Did you catch any of the game last night?
45 they win and 40 they lost?
45 wins and 40 losses.
Woohoo! Keep going!
Yes, and the Mariners are two games back from the last wild card spot, so that's impressive, too.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and then also yesterday, Julio Rodriguez was two for five with a run, and he got his 17th double. And he also threw out a guy at third base with an outfield assist. Man, he's just an all-around all-star. Hopefully he makes the team this year.
I hope so.
And then on to the Tacoma Rainiers. The Tacoma Rainiers are 35-46. They're last year's PCL champions. They're at Reno, who's 42-40 at Greater Nevada Field today. Yesterday, Reno won that game 5-1, but Jared Kelnick hit his 10th home run. Are you a fan of Kelnick?
Kelnick? Tell me more.
Jared Kelnick, a former first-round pick. The Mariners got him from the Mets. And he struggled last year, went down to the Rainiers, came back and had a solid September. He made the team out of spring training this year, struggled again, and then now we put him back to the Rainiers. And he looks like he's getting back on track. He's got 10 home runs now, batting .299, but he's still striking out too much.
All right. Well,
so,
it's nice to see that he's back
on
track.
Yeah, hopefully he can keep those strikeouts down and he'll get another chance to come up.
Yeah,
okay,
on
to the Texas League, the Arkansas Travelers. That's your old stomping grounds, right?
That's my old stomping grounds. That's right. Poverty, Arkansas, also known as Pocahontas, Arkansas.
And have you ever seen the Arkansas Travelers down there?
I have. We're still talking baseball, right? That's the Travelers?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had my teams correct.
Arkansas Travelers are 42 wins and 37 losses. They're hosting
Hot
the Springfield.
Dog.
Springfield, who's 36-43, they're playing at Dickey Stevens Park in Arkansas, and Mariners are the Travelers have Emerson Hancock on the mound today. He's 1-2 with a 2.55 ERA. He's the only Mariners prospect. He's the only Mariners futures game, so we're looking forward to watching him in that, and hopefully he can shine. Yesterday, Springfield won 8-2. Then on to the Northwest League. Vancouver's 36-39. They're at Everett, who's 39-39 at Funko Field today. Have you ever been to the Everett Aqua Sox yet?
I think I have, at least once or twice.
Okay, yeah, I haven't got up there yet, but. Yesterday, Everett won 10-5.
10-5.
Yeah, 10-5. And then a couple Mariners are on rehab assignments there. Kyle Lewis hit his second home run, and Luis Torrens hit his first home run. Today, the Aqua Sox have Juan Mercedes on the mound. He's 3-4 with the 3.19 ERA. Also, other notables for yesterday in the 10-5 victory. Marte hit two home runs. He has 12 now, and Darrell Gomez has 15. So who's your favorite baseball team? Who's your favorite baseball team, the Mariners?
No, it's the Angels.
Okay. So I'm sure
you're a big
Mike Trout fan, I imagine.
Yes, actually, I am. It looks like today at 1 o'clock they've got a game against the Orioles.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, Angels are 38 wins, 47 loss. I'm still rooting for my team because you know they're my team, and the Orioles are at 41 wins and 44 loss. So it's kind of we're talking about the same kind of talent between those two teams. It's going to be interesting to see who steps up and does more, you know, thinks outside of the box more, because that really is what baseball is about. We all have this game, and we've got to figure out the best way to win, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And, man, my goodness, Baltimore has really turned it around. They got a bunch of first-round draft picks. They're almost to 500. Baltimore won yesterday 5-4 in Baltimore against the Angels. So sort of doing the Mariners a favor there. So hopefully they can continue, even though I know you're rooting for the Angels.
I know, but, you know, it's okay. I know that on Tuesday they're also going against the Astros. And, see, I like the Astros as well. So I don't know who I'm going to root for in that one either. But the Angels, they're my buddies. That's my team.
All right, yeah. And yesterday, the Cincinnati Reds, they beat the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1 in Cincinnati, and they won by chicken with what's his name? Chicken, the chicken mascot. Do you remember the name of the chicken mascot? A sign guy's Chicken Bob.
Chicken Bob. You know,
Chicken
he's
Bob,
pretty popular.
Yes.
Every time I see
him,
he tries to get in my bag because he knows I travel a lot. He's tried it many times.
Yes.
Chicken Bob has a mind of his own. I just hope he doesn't turn into Chucky.
Cincinnati won an extra inning game just like the Mariners did yesterday, but Cincinnati won with Chicken Bob's favorite move, the balk. Tampa Bay pitched, had a balk, and they walked in a run to win. Yes. I'm sure Sanga was overwhelmed by that.
Yes.
And then today, let's see, Cincinnati is hosting Tampa Bay again. Cincinnati has Hunter Green on the mound, 3-10 with a 6-0-1. And Tampa Bay is going with the Seattle native Drew Rasmussen, 5-3 with a 3.30 ERA.
Nice.
Okay. Now let's get to
the game 4:15, the Yankees are versus the Red Sox. You know, those Yankees are pretty darn good. They got 61 wins and 23 losses. And the Red Sox are 45 wins and 39 losses.
Yes, that's
so again,
a huge,
there's
one of
my
the
theory. We got two real good teams about the same amount of talent in each team, and they're going to square off. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins.
Yes, yesterday New York won 12-5. Yes,
that's right.
Okay, and let's get on to Modesto and single A for the Mariners organization. The Modesto Nuts in the California League are hosting the Stockton Ports. Stockton's 28-51. Modesto's 39-40. Yesterday, Modesto won 6-0. And top performers yesterday were Joaquin Cabrera was 1-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Jonathan Clase was 2-for-4 with a triple and his 26th stolen base. And Colin Davis hit his third home run. He was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. All right. So looks like it's going to be another great day here in the Northwest. And the weather's been nice for the last week or so, and it's supposed to be nice for another week, I guess.
What
type of plans you got? What type of plans you got this weekend?
Well, I have an outboard engine that needs to go on a sailboat, so that way my plan of sailing away into the sunset will happen. And with today being 75 degrees and partly sunny with only a 7% chance of rain, I think maybe, just maybe, I might just hang out on my boat and put an outboard in and finish peak oiling the inside with all the beautiful wood. If you ever need a a nice new polish for your wood on the inside. Don't forget that pink oil. I'm telling you, your wood will thank you later, and you'll love it for it.
Right on. Hey, when's your next match?
My next match is going to be at the Pacific Northwest BCW. Not this weekend, but next weekend. And if you haven't been there, you are the one missing out, my friend. I think, if I remember correctly, I'm supposed to wrestle the heel. But again, the ladies champ of BCW, that's right, that would be me, would like to extend an open-ended challenge, female out there, who thinks that they can take it away from me. Because quite frankly, I think I'm sick and tired of having it sitting on my shelf. I think it's time to compete again. And if I can't figure it out around here, I'll just take it with me to California, Oregon, Utah, New Mexico, Nevada,
Tennessee.
Wherever I feel.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You've been a champ for a while now.
Yep. And that open invitation for any type of competition has been open. That's right, open. It's never gone away.
Yeah, and then you've faced the heel before.
I have faced the heel. And quite frankly, in the last bout that I did face that heel, I'm telling you right now, he gave me a bloody nose, and I still won my match. That just shows you how much strength and how much courage and how much I'm not giving up attitude I have in order to keep my championship and to keep my status as the last lady in wrestling.
For sure. And I heard that was a bloody battle. And yes, I was really proud of you that you were able to overcome that to beat that cheater.
I don't understand what's the whole point of cheating. There are over 200 different styles of moves that you can do in wrestling, okay? And we're not just talking about collegiate wrestling here. I mean, in the pro wrestling world, you know, it's a plethora of different styles of wrestling. You got your high flyers, you got your mat workers, you got your strong style, you got your submission, you got your Greco, I can't even call them all. I just really can't. I just love wrestling that much. And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of being the only last lady in wrestling. And I think it's time for me to maybe find myself a troop of last ladies of wrestling.
For sure. Yes, and you know, you offer a lot to the wrestling community and the wrestling in general. Like you say, you do refereeing. And don't forget to tell people about the gear that you make.
I do make gear. And you can check me out. Please DM me for those inquiries about gear. I don't say that I'm the best, but I'm not the worst. And I definitely want to make sure that you're happy with it. So you can check me out and get a hold of me through Facebook. You can check me out and get a hold of me through Instagram. I think I've plugged that stuff enough. I just don't want to plug it anymore right now.
Okay, but yes, I can tell you firsthand.
Check me out on MindyEaston.Facebook.com, BoomPal13 Sunny Days. Or you can get a hold of me through my Instagram on Stormy_Nights13. You can also check me out on Snapchat under Rain and Hell. That's right. That's my name. And quite frankly, I'm also on Twitter as Sunny Days #5. I think that's my TikTok as well. Sunny Days #5.
Right on. Yes. And you're out there shining and styling like $1 million. Your
it's
gear
a
is amazing.
It's Sunny Days everywhere I go.
Yes. And then what else would you like to plug and promote?
Well, don't forget that our B-list movies are out there, and I just so happen to be part of them. You can check me out on PhoenixRisingProductions.com. We're also on Amazon Prime, and I think we have our own channel on YouTube as well. Again, that's Phoenix Rising, PhoenixProductionRising.com. Check them out on YouTube. I'm actually in a movie. I'm actually in like 3 different movies, and one of them is going to be featured at the Sundance Film Festival for 2022, which is coming up here. I think it's in October.
Sweet. We hope you get an award. You deserve one.
Well, fingers and toes crossed. Here I am, just trying to get myself out there as much as I possibly can.
Yep, and of course, anyone else likes B-movies? I was in the movie Bigfoot the Movie. That was a sci-fi movie channel movie with Alice Cooper and Danny Bonaducci.
Alice Cooper,
and
yeah.
Bruce,
that was a good movie.
Bruce Davidson.
How was Danny Bonaducci,
yeah.
Anyways?
He's back on the air. Yes, he's back. He was out like 3 months. My goodness.
Well, it's nice to hear that he's back and in the fall and he's doing it again. I kind of have some
yes,
love for Mr. Bonaducci for a long time now.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. You know, even though he's scared of the coach, and now he's like too old to even face me anyway.
Well, you don't get the title of coach with the most without a couple people being scared.
It's all good. I'm a good guy, so, you know, it's best to be on my side.
Yeah. Didn't I hear something about a wrestler by the name of Mark Schultz doing a seminar here coming up shortly?
Oh, yes, he is at UFC Fit Gym. That's Mark Schultz going to be having two seminars on the 16th and the 17th. That's next weekend.
Is there a price tag on that?
I think it's they're from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and they're $60 a piece.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. If you need to get yourself some training background or you just want to get some polishing for what you have in store for your future, that includes wrestling, UFC, MMA, I highly advise that you go and do these seminars with Mark Schultz. He's amazing.
Yes, and then I also want to plug DeBossi's Market. Got a little
Yemen.
Northwest.
Yemen coffee.
Northwest. Yes, he's got three brands of coffee that he's come up with, and they got a little Northwest Museum down there at his market down on 8th and I Street in Tacoma.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and don't forget, Dave has a podcast, Lyrical Spit. I've been on there many times, and he's also got Murky Chronicles, which I've been on also. What a blessing.
What a blessing. Murky Chronicles, what does that entail?
It's all kinds of spooky stories and stories about looking for Bigfoot and all kinds of little...
Oh, I have some stories of that. I should get a hold of him.
Yes, you should. I'd love to hear it. Of course, I'm co-host of one of the greatest and longest reigning podcasts in the world, Turnbuckle Turmoil, with over 1,700 shows with myself and sign guy Jason Amos. And we're still hoping and praying for QT Vokes that he can come back here soon. I guess he's ended up with diabetes. But he's working on getting that reversed and working out and losing weight. And hopefully we'll hear from him soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm telling you, that's quite the issue. You know, self-care, it doesn't get as much popular views as it should. A lot of people think that, you know, self-care means that you just necessarily just stop with everything and you take care of yourself. And reality is you have to have a balance in life, you know, your mind, your body, and your soul. And if you don't take care of that body, it gets out of balance.
Yes, for sure. Another notable news, I've got some Turnbuckle Turmoil shirts that I've come up with. I'm sponsoring like 10 different people that have been host on Turnbuckle Turmoil. And also got some Real School Army Worldwide shirts. And, of course,
ooh, what color
I've got
are
a Real School. I got some Real School Army shirts for you. And yes. And we got all kinds of other stuff coming up, but I can't reveal anything yet. And then also you guys can check me.
Good weight.
You can check me out at The Coach with the Most. Also, Coach Mike Jones on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room. And then if you need a tow in the Northwest, get a hold of Big Boys Towing and tell them the coach sent you. And then tomorrow on Tomorrow on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we have Jason Stone, referee out of the New York area. Looking forward to that.
Ooh,
and speaking of Turnbuckle Turmoil, you must have been on there a dozen times now.
You know, I love me some Turnbuckle Turmoil, and I, because, quite frankly, I like to bring the turmoil. So I answer his questions, and then he is always off guard when I ask him questions. It's wonderful.
Nice. All right, well, I think we can wrap it up early today unless you got some other stuff.
Nope, I'm out of pockets of wisdom and wrestling promoting that I've got going on. You know, quite frankly, just be good to yourself and be good to each other, because the whole world is trying to be crappy to us.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Sonny. Hopefully next week we'll have Jeff the G back on and Sign Guy back on for the baseball report. We thank you for filling in for them. And
of
we
course.
Appreciate
thanks,
it. And we hope it, hope everyone has a good weekend. Thanks again.
Don't forget your sunblock.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Hugs and headlocks.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You're feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.